This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, South Africa is well within the 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children. And every year, we are reminded that gender-based violence, or GBV, is not only a criminal crisis, but a moral and spiritual one. Despite years of advocacy, the numbers remain deeply troubling. Yes, over 73,000 sexual offences were reported in 2024-2025, and 957 women were murdered between July and September alone. And up to 95% of rape cases go unreported. And today we have our breakfast champion, and that's Ntsikelelo Kolosa. That's for the work that he does at the wheel. We will speak out South Africa.
So good morning, Ntsikelelo. How are you doing?
Good morning to yourself and your listeners. Are you doing very fine today in the morning? I hope you're also doing fine.
No, we are also doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time. Now, would like to know more about your organization and the work that you actually do.
Yes, I'm coming from an organization. I'm representing Faith Action to End Gender-Based Violence, and under the Secretariat of Speak Out. So what we do there, we make sure that we advocate for gender-based violence. We advocate where there's a need for peace, and we make sure that we also have various interfaith stakeholders. That's where we are from different sides of faith, making sure that we are speaking out and encouraging the community to stop and to be reactive against gender-based violence. So World Speak Out Secret, that drives a lot of programs, including the Faith Action to End GBV.
Now, we're in the middle of 16 days of activism against GBV and femicide. Why is this such an important period in South Africa?
It's 16 days of activism. It's a very important in South Africa, as we always remember that, a lot of people are dying each and every day. People are dying because of gender-based violence and femicide. And, it doesn't matter how many, we are rising, making sure that we actively advocate in terms of making sure that the numbers go down. But, internally we feel like we are going somewhere, But as we are moving, we see that we have many figures that are also tired of gender-based violence. So what is happening is that we see that there's growth because now one of the things that was happening that men was not in the conversation of gender-based violence. So when we put men and women in the same space and faith leaders, interfaith leaders in the same space, speaking and being accountable, and what do? We try to make sure that even pastors, even bishops, they are accountable to the people or the victims or people that are getting hurt within their midst.
Yeah. You guys are driving the Red Chair campaign. We'd like to know more about that and, how its impact is intended to actually be.
Yes, the Red Chair campaign started last year. So the Red Chair campaign, it is to remember those who passed in the hands of us as pastors, as traditional healers in the worship spaces. Those who were tortured, those women and children that were raped in the name of the Lord, in the name of the ancestors, who were raped. So we remember them because this thing keeps on going. So 16 days of activism, when we are doing Red Chair, we are not saying it's only now. We are activists. We live in this every 365 days. So the Red Chair promotes and remembers those we lost. Might be in church space, might be in Kobala space, but those we lost. This is their time as we light their candles or we remember them with an empty seat. And please, this is what we do. It's a very emotional space because, a lot of people have lost their loved ones because they are going to initiation school or they are going to pastor or they are going to bishop. They have lost their loved ones. Even today, people don't trust. So Red Chair is here to remember and to acknowledge, to remember those who have passed. And so today, they say, Haki Hopola Wena, yes.
Sure. So how can communities join in on this campaign from their home without spending a cent, but just making making sure that they are also making an impact? How can people support you?
People can support the Red Chair by taking a red cloth, put it in your couch, put it everywhere, even the middle of the street, put it in your churches, in your dumbas, wherever you are in the event, remembering those who were raped, who were killed, the victims of gender-based violence and genocide. What they can do that, they cover their chairs, their couches, or their traditional mat, and take pictures, and church will speak out, and also take faith action to NGBV, and also do the hashtag Red Chair campaign, so that, you know, we can also mobilize and remember them, like, as a nation together in South Africa.
Yeah, no, you're doing an absolutely amazing work, and, you know, trying to remember all these victims who have been exploited and violated in those spaces. You and your team, we wanted to commend you today, and we hope that you'll continue to create real change in society. Thank you for talking to us. That's Ntikelelo Kolosa from a steering group, who's a steering group member from We Will Speak Out South Africa.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.